You've probably heard the terms young love or puppy love. It's what many people call the attraction that teens and preteens have today. It's conveyed in songs, shows, and movies. It's basically everywhere. A lot of teens have this image that the person that they date in high school or in middle school is the one that they're going to marry. But this is hardly the case. Adults don't really take this puppy love seriously. However, some teens do. In this podcast, there will be an interview of a married couple, to be specific, my parents, who got married in their teens despite the experience that others around them have had. My name is Simone Smith, and the theme of this podcast is crossing boundaries. The first person I interviewed was my father, Brian Smith. I kind of just asked him about the background, basically how the relationship with him and my mother began. So, how did you and my mom meet?
Well, your mother and I met through my cousin, and she had a friend who liked my cousin. And she would come around with her friend to see my cousin. I happened to be there, and we started to take a liking to each other.
Okay. So how did it go? Like, how long did you guys keep in contact with each other?
It was basically for, like, maybe a summer. Mm-hmm. A little bit more than a summer, but not much. But at that time, there wasn't a lot that we could. We couldn't really go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So how old were you guys?
I think when we first met, we were like maybe 14, 15 in mm-hmm. that age.
So you weren't allowed to date at that age?
No, we weren't allowed to date.
Okay.
At 14 and 15, and so that presented a challenge even in itself, you know. Mm-hmm. As long keeping it going for a summer presented a challenge. So.
Yeah. Okay. So once y'all lost contact, how'd you meet up again?
Probably just that, like, we travel in the same circles, and so we kind of really met up again. When we started going skating, like, we went skating mm-hmm. a lot, and for a while we lost contact, but then we started going skating regularly, and I would see her up there at mm-hmm. the skating rink, and so, you know, we kind of reconnected, started talking again. And your mother actually taught me how to skate, because mm-hmm. I didn't know how to skate, and so, you know, especially trying to learn how to skate backwards. Mm-hmm. She had to really be patient. One time we were skating on the slow skate, mm-hmm. and I couldn't really get it. I was trying to show off for her, and I fell. And then when I fell, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 other people fell over us. Now, on the slow skate, you know, of course, everybody's not out there. Mm-hmm. There's only a few couples out there. So to see, you know, 4 or 5 couples fall on their faces on the slow skate is something that's, you know, it's kind of funny for me. So.
How did you propose?
Well, your mom, she went away. I think she went to Bermuda or the Bahamas with a couple of her friends, I think it was. And so when she came back, I thought that might be a nice opportunity to, you know, present the ring and and propose marriage. And okay. So I just used that opportunity to do it.
So did you tell anybody before you proposed?
Well, I think my mom knew. My mom knew. And, you know, I think Chris might have known, too, my brother.
Okay.
And, you know, my family probably did know.
Okay.
That I was going to propose.
So what did your mom think when she found out?
Well, you know, she wanted me to wait, probably like any other mother would want you to, you know. She was concerned that we were too young. And oftentimes when people get married young, it doesn't work. It doesn't work out. There's so many problems. It's a lot of stress being married when you pass the bloom of youth. But before you get past it, it's even that much more stressful. So, you know, she was worried, you know, about the age and, you know, how things were going to go.
So did you have, like, any kind of preparations, like where you were going to live and stuff? Did you have all that set up?
Nope, not yet. You know, we just had in mind, you know, your mother and I were both working. We had jobs, but we didn't have any of the details worked out. We were engaged probably for about a year or so.
So your parents weren't really concerned with the money-wise, or?
Well, yeah, they weren't as concerned about money because we both were working. But by the time your mother got out of high school and I got out of high school, we were working. And, you know, probably had been working for a little while.
How'd your dad feel about it?
Well, it's a similar concern to your grandmother. You know, he didn't want me to marry, you know, that young. It really didn't matter who it was. Mm-hmm. He didn't think it was a good idea to get married that young because it's just, you know, sometimes it's just a formula for disaster. He would have rather me wait, probably, you know, maybe 4 or 5 more years.
Okay.
Before that.
So did he give you, like, some kind of speech? Do you remember
what he said? Yeah, he told me that if I was going to, you know, if I was going to do it, then he said, you can't come back here. He said, if you decide you're going to marry this girl, you're going to go with her, and you're going to make it work. You can't come back here no more. So, you know, I knew he was serious. And I think that's what kind of forced me into the position where I saw that, you know, your mother and I had to make it work. We had to make it work, regardless of what the drama was or the problems that we faced. We knew that we couldn't turn back. So we had to go forward. And if we went forward, we were going to have to make it work.
So what do you think they would say about now, since it did work, I guess?
Well, I'm sure they, you know, they're happy about the fact that we've been together this long. The average marriage, even among people who are quote-unquote mature, only lasts maybe 4 or 5 years at the most before people, you know, figure that they can dispose of it. We've been together for 21 years. We got 2 beautiful kids, and you know, with God's blessing, you know, things will keep going. You know, but we believe that the family that prays together stays together, and so of course we try to apply Bible principles when we have challenges in our lives, and when it gets to the point where things get a little fiery, then we stop and we pray. We ask for help, and it seems to work.
So after conversion with my dad, I also took the time to interview my mother, because the woman's perspective is always different from the man's. So let's hear what she had to say. So, how did you guys first meet?
Well, we met in 1985 when a good friend of mine, my best friend as a matter of fact, introduced me to Brian and his cousin.
How long after that did you guys, like, start dating or whatever?
Well, considering we were just 14 at the time, we, I guess, kind of dated on the down low. We just kind of just hung out more so than dating. It was summer vacation, so whenever we had the chance, we got a chance to hang out and just, you know, do stuff, you know, walk through the park and just talk and laugh.
Did you, like, talk to your friends about him after y'all left?
Just a little bit, because at first, when I first met him, I didn't really like him. I thought he was too short, but I did think he was funny. And so since he was funny, I didn't mind hanging out with him. So me and my best girlfriend talked about it a little bit. But it wasn't until the end of the summer that I realized I liked him more than what I thought.
So when did your parents find out that you guys were talking on the down low?
By the end of the summer, we found out that my mother and my husband's mother actually grew up together. And we happened to be at a picnic, and they saw one another, and they just got to talking, and before we know it, they were talking about us. And of course, my mom called me over, his mom called him over, and of course, they confronted us at the end, and we both got in trouble.
So, did you lose touch then? Did you guys, like, have to stop talking or something?
Definitely. I lost touch for a good almost 4 years or so. My mother made sure that I didn't call him on the phone and that we had no contact.
So how'd you guys meet back up?
Again, we were in high school getting ready to graduate at 18 years of age, and we were at a meeting, and he happened to come with his cousin, who by this point became a very good friend of mine, and we started talking again. Well, since we were 18, we didn't have a problem telling our parents, and we didn't really date or anything at that point. We just talked to each other a little bit, got to know each other again, because again, it had been almost 5 years. So after talking for a while and catching up, then we started to date.
Okay, so how did he propose to you?
Well, I had went on a trip to the Bahamas with a few girlfriends of mine, and we were gone for about 5 days. So I guess by the time I came back, he realized how much he missed me, and he had a ring and a bottle of champagne. And when I arrived home to my mother's house, he proposed then and told me that I couldn't go on another trip by myself.
Your mom knew that he was going to do it then?
Yes, she knew. They had talked about it while I was away, and so it was, all the arrangements were made by the time I got home.
So did you talk to her about it afterwards? Like, how did she feel about it, basically?
Well, she thought I was young, but she said if it was something that I really wanted to do, that I could. And as a matter of fact, she ended up getting married 6 months before me. The only thing she asked was that I got married after her.
Your dad, how did he feel about that?
Well, my father wasn't really in the picture. My stepfather wasn't my stepfather as yet, so I didn't really have to discuss it with either of them.
Did your mom give you like a whole spiel about how married life is or whatever?
No, because she had been divorced for a long time, as a matter of fact, and her first marriage wasn't the best, so we were both going into it, starting fresh, starting new, and didn't really know what a good marriage was, so we just promised that we would work hard at it and give it our best.
Did she get married young also with her first marriage?
Yes, she got married at 16, almost 17, and had her first child when she was 17.
I see. So did you talk to your friends about it? How did they feel about you getting married? Were you the first one?
Well, I was the first one out of my friends to get married, and 9 months we planned everything, and we worked hard and paid for everything ourselves. And we had a good time doing it. It was a little stressful because, of course, being young, my bridesmaids sometimes gave me a hard time. But when all was said and done, we had a good time. We enjoyed ourselves, and it turned out really nice.
They didn't think that you were too young to get married?
Well, no, we were all young. And as a matter of fact, my other girlfriend, she was getting married just a few months after me.
Interesting. So are they still married now?
Well, one isn't. She's in the process of getting a divorce. But my other friend who got married 5 years later, she's been married. She's still married and doing well.
After ending the podcast, both of my parents expressed to me that they weren't encouraging young marriage because marriage comes with its own problems and being young just adds to them. They put enough effort into their marriage to make it last. Once again, this is Simone Smith coming at you with Crossing Boundaries.